So where do the Green Bay Packers go from here? What do they have left to prove? What do they have left to show us? And how can they get this back on track? Or at the very least, how can they find something positive to take away from the rest of this season? Our pal Lily Zhao is here from Fox 6 in Milwaukee for Zhao You Doin' to try and make sense of all of that, to figure out how this team can move forward, where they go, what they might want to try to accomplish, and what she's looking for this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys. That all starts right now.
You are Locked On Packers.
I feel like we can run the table. Do.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Rodgers gets out.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Floats it.
Your team.
Cobb.
Every day.
Touchdown.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet, and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Thanks for making Locked On Packers your first listen. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. You guys have been killing it with the live shows. The Friday lives, the after the game lives, the losing has not deterred you. And I love that about Packers Nation, because win, lose, draw, whatever. If it's anger, you want to do it as a community. If it's jubilation, you want to do it as a community. And I love that about our audience, about Packers fans in general. Even if you're not in our audience, I don't know how you're listening to this, but you know, shout out to you, I guess. Lily Zhao from Fox 6 is here, and we're going to talk to her in a second. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at Bet Online. All the props, news, odds, everything you could need on a daily basis, all there for anything you want to gamble on, really. Bet Online, where the game starts. Before we get to that, I want to get to a piece that we don't talk a lot about with Lily. And that is the future of the quarterback position. And not because we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We are not. It's not going to be an Aaron Rodgers heavy show. If you're someone who's annoyed about how much we've talked about it, how much I have talked about it, on some level, I get it. We're not really going to do that today. Because We know what Aaron Rodgers is, and I think in a better situation with better health and all that stuff, he would play better, but he's not, and that's where this team is. But at some point, you need to figure out what you have in Jordan Love, because we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of this team next year, whether by his choice or by the team's choice. Now, I think if he wants to stay, he can make it very difficult for them to trade him if that is, in fact, something that they want to do. I do think, though, if this season continues to go poorly, it is an easy sell for Green Bay to say, look, this didn't work out the way you thought. It didn't work out the way we thought. It's going to be a sort of, not a hard reset, but a medium reset. And, you know, we'll send you to Indianapolis. We'll send you to Vegas to play with Davante Adams, to Washington, whatever. But it makes sense for everyone to move on. I think that's a realistic scenario. I don't say that to bash Rodgers. It's not about that. It's about the future of this team. But they need to know what they have in Jordan Love. And at some point, we need to see him play. So let's just start at the baseline starting point of Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback until the Packers are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, and probably after that. We saw this in 2018. He wanted to keep playing. Now, they didn't have Jordan Love on the team then, but DeShone Kizer was there, ended up playing that last week of the season and was abysmal. And so would he take the same approach this season? I would assume he would want to do that. The Packers would have a decision to make. Is that what they want to do? Now, there is also this idea that the Packers know what they have in Jordan Love already. No, they don't. And you know how I know that they don't? Because Brian Gutekunst said that. He said the only way they're going to get a real feel for Jordan Love is if he plays. It's the last box he has to check. That he's done everything in practice that he can do. And that now the next step, the final step, is to play. And you can see a guy, okay, you missed some throws, missed some reads, whatever. Matt Flynn was not a great practice player. He was a gamer. And so the talent, the players are seeing the talent. Devondre Campbell said in an interview recently, Jordan Love is a starting quarterback and he's better than a lot of starters that are out there. And Dallin Leavitt, who I believe was the other player on that panel, started the conversation about Jordan Love, talked about what a great teammate he was, the progress. You can see the ball jumping off his hands, but you can't see the live bullets because it's different when you can't be contacted. You got to see him play. You have to know what you have. So at a certain point, he's got to play. It would be ideal if there are any questions about if Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback on this team in 2023, and those questions are real, if for no other reason than he might just retire. You need to know what you have in Jordan Love. You, as a team, you need to know how aggressively to pursue other options, how aggressively to view the draft from a quarterback situation. I think Green Bay would consider, especially if they end up being a top 10 pick, I think you have to consider a quarterback in a circumstance like that. If for no other reason to just restart the clock on a rookie contract. Getting Jordan Love these reps is vital to the team's future. Now, that's not the same as saying they should be sacrificed for trying to win. Aaron Rodgers absolutely deserves to be the quarterback until the team is mathematically eliminated. After that, what are you playing for? Continuity for next year? Romeo Dobbs is hurt. Sammy Watkins is toast. Randall Cobb, this is probably it. He talked about thinking that his career was over when he hurt his ankle initially. That suggests to me he plans to retire. This could be the last ride with David Bakhtiari. So I would get wanting to keep playing with him, but you might not have your receivers out there. Who knows what this team looks like in three, four games when they could be all but done. I mean, you look at the NFC East, Cowboys keep winning, the Giants keep winning, the Eagles keep winning. And, you know, the West is a mess. So that leaves the pack, that leaves the seven seed out there. The NFC South is a disaster. So it's not like this is going to be anytime soon. It's not like they're going to get 6-8 games with Jordan Love mathematically eliminated. No, we're talking about 2 games, 3 games, 4 at the most. And you probably would need to just lose out to get to 4, which I don't see the Packers doing. But you need to get some feel for Jordan Love. I think this idea that the Packers know what they have is just wrong. They have an idea. This is the way that I've been thinking about it. The Packers know what they think about Jordan Love. They don't think they know what Jordan Love is. And I think that's a material distinction. They have an idea of what Jordan Love is, but I think they also understand that it is not a fully formed idea unless and until he is a starting quarterback for this team for more than one game, a game in which he gets to be the game plan quarterback. The Chiefs game plan was the Aaron Rodgers game plan, not the Jordan Love game plan. He needs multiple games to see defenses react to him. The coaching staff needs to understand all that stuff. And then you can build, look at some of these young quarterbacks. Tua has evolved. He got some more help, but he's gotten better. Jalen Hurts has evolved. He's gotten some help, but he's gotten better. Justin Fields, just in one season. Look at all the strides that he's made. Now, he's a special runner. Jordan Love's not that. But it's amazing what tailoring your scheme to a player's traits does for a player and his offense. The Packers are trying to do that with Aaron Rodgers, and it's not working for a slew of reasons. And so it would be a nice opportunity to get that future look at Jordan Love, to see what Devondre Campbell sees in practice. And Devondre Campbell's only been with the Packers for 2 years now. And it is just interesting, you know, last spring when guys were not, you know, effusive in their praise of Jordan Love, there were a lot of fans going, see, he stinks. or when the Packers decided not to trade Aaron Rodgers in 2020 or after the 2020 season in that spring of 2021, everyone's going, see, they don't believe in Jordan Love. Yeah. Or Aaron Rodgers just won the MVP and they decided that it was better to ride with that guy than the guy you've never seen play. That, what a weird thing. And now those same people are going, well, what is Devondre Campbell supposed to say? Well, he doesn't have to say he's better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the league. He could have just left it at, I think he's a good player. We'll see. Because that's what they were saying. Hey, we see him working hard. All the stuff that you say about a guy who is like, I don't know. And that was what it was. They didn't know. But they've seen him and the progress is real. And Quincy Avery, who is a quarterbacks coach to the stars, works with Justin Fields, longtime coach with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, that has a different connotation now, but he's seen high-level quarterback play. And I had a tweet about Jordan Love and holding his stock, and metaphorically speaking. And Quincy was like, I've seen it. It's there. He was so impressed with Jordan Love this offseason. They work together. The agent that Jordan Love has, it represents a lot of other guys, and they have these workout days. And so Quincy got to see him in person, see him throw, see him go through a workout. And he was really impressed. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means anything. It might mean nothing. The Packers have to find out. You cannot move forward and make decisions in this offseason, especially given the way this season has gone, and not know if Jordan Love can play. And so I think the rest of this season, you continue to try and win games because you feel like, okay, if Aaron Rodgers can get hot, you can make noise in the playoffs. This is a wide open year. Once that no longer becomes a reality, once that has been taken away, if in fact that is something that happens, we have to leave open the possibility that they just keep winning, they run the table and go to the playoffs and things are great and Aaron Rodgers comes back and everyone's happy. But once that's no longer a thing, once winning is no longer necessary or even relevant, then development has to take center stage. Culture, all that stuff. Young guys, seeing what you have in these other guys, and that is first and foremost about Jordan Love. Today's episode brought to you by Simply Safe. If you thought about securing your home with home security, but have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up. Right now, Locked On Packers listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off. That's the biggest offer of the year. You do not want to miss it. The first thing I did, I had a technician at our house the first day with a security system when we moved into our house last year, because it was important to me. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, a third year in a row. They have 24-hour monitoring, HD cameras, live cameras, all sorts of sensors, glass break sensors, all that good stuff. Simply Safe is home security, whole home security. You can have sensors for every room, and 24/7 professional monitoring services cost less than $1 a day. They use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify a threat is real so you can prioritize police response. Don't miss a chance to save on the only security system I recommend. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedon. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. Excuse me, LockedOnNFL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. And thanks for making Locked On Packers your first listen. For your second listen, check out Locked On Sports today. My show. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insight only Locked On can provide. And not only is it the only place that's going to give you all that coverage, it's the best place. Our local experts are the best. Locked On Sports today, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. At a certain point, we're just going to have to stop tracking the losing streak because it's gotten too long. And I don't like doing it anymore, to be honest with you. I don't know where to turn. So I will turn to our friend Lily Zhao to answer the eternal question. Zhao, you doing? Lily from Fox 6 in Milwaukee from parts unknown, aka her apartment.
Lilies, how you doing?
I love the intro. I'm doing well, Peter. You know, like I feel like maybe if we don't track the losses today, then maybe there's another narrative next week.
I like it. I like that. I like that.
Positive spin.
I'm not at all going to hold my breath on that, but I like where your head's at. I really do. There's a lot that we could talk about. And from injuries to another dispiriting loss to what's going on with the offense to where does the defense go from here to like the big picture questions of what do you still want to accomplish in the season? What is sticking out to you right now of all of those storylines or maybe something I didn't say? What about this team right now are you most interested in focusing on?
I guess just how they respond this week, right? Because again, looking
for the 10th time.
For the 10th time. But I think this week is really critical because, you know, an acceptable loss is to the Bills. You're like, okay, we expect to lose. They're a great team. Fine. Losing to the Lions in the way that they did, only scoring one touchdown against that defense is not good. I mean, this is like bottom of the barrel. We've kind of hit we're at the bottom right now. So how do they respond when they go back home? You know, Mike McCarthy, that whole, you know, angle we'll talk about, I'm sure. But it's just how do they respond against a team that theoretically has a better team that probably should beat them? But again, crazier things have happened. And maybe this is the week that they respond. I think I'm just looking forward to the attitude, the energy. It's just, are these guys coming out fired up? I mean, is the home crowd going to get them juiced, as we say? Is there going to be a different kind of Packers team that we see on the field rather than the one that we've seen this last 5 weeks? Curious to see how that goes. I'm also curious to see kind of how the reception is for Mike McCarthy. I'm sure it'll be warm with Packers fans. It'll be great to see him in town. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Do you think, and this is something that I have been wondering about, how do you think the reception would be different if the Packers were like 5-2, 6-2? And the Cowboys came in, like if this was going to be a heated, you know, prime time for major points in the conference, how do you think the reception from the crowd would be different than it is going to be now, given where the Packers season is?
Oddly, I would say probably the same. Maybe just a lot more jeering at the team, but not necessarily at Mike McCarthy. I do think, you know, the reception would still be good, whether or not, you know, the Packers are having a better season than they are now. He was emotional during his press conference talking about the Packers and his time in Green Bay. So I think people have seen that and, you know, what Titletown meant to him when he was there for 13 years and still has a house there. So I think the reception probably would have been the same. But again, I think a lot more jeering at the Cowboys. But now that the Packers are kind of in a state of disarray, it's like you can still jeer. But at the end of the day, they're a better team.
So. That's interesting. The reason I was thinking about it is because I actually think the opposite is true. I think if this were a game where these were two frontline NFC contending teams, that McCarthy would be the enemy and they would treat him that way. And the crowd would treat it the way players say they treat it, but don't. And that is that it's just another game. And he's just another head coach that they don't like because they're standing in the Packers' way. I think the fact that this game means so much less than we thought it would could encourage Packer fans to just say, you know what? You know who is a swell guy? Mike McCarthy. And not that they miss him necessarily, because I don't know that anyone really misses Mike McCarthy, but I think it may make them a little bit less intense. Even if, you know, it's a late afternoon game, the amount of drinking will probably not be any less intense, but the atmosphere becomes less intense. And so they're just like, oh, there's Coach Mack. Like that guy. I don't know. That's sort of how I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair assessment. I mean, when they played back in what, like 2019, I think it was. I think that there was still that level of animosity because at that time, you know, Packers were a better team, better record, a lot more to play for. I do agree with that assessment. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be kind of like a nice warm welcome of familiar faces from the past coming to town. And we'll see how that narrative shakes out, Peter.
I'm fascinated. Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy are saying all the right things about this being a warm reception and all that stuff, even though, and I think that all that can be true. Like we saw Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre make up For whatever misgivings we can now have about Brett Favre, everyone wanted to see them sort of kiss and make up and become friends. They were two icons of the franchise. There is something good, I think, about if it is the case that Coach McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers are still, you know, friends or at least friendly. McCarthy said they still talk from time to time. But like, let's not forget this relationship had gotten icy at the end. And like, it's okay for those things to be mended too. I just like, we can remember that part of this too. And I do think if we're going to get a motivated team, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be motivated in this game against Mike McCarthy in a way that I don't know if you can recreate any other game this season just because of that connective tissue.
I agree. You know, there's a shared history there. You know, he talked about the coaches, just, you know, the familiarity he has with people on that staff and, you know, that have been in Green Bay. There's just kind of like, you know, taking on a really tough opponent, like a 6-2 opponent. If it's not the Cowboys and it's some other team, you're like, okay, you know, you're still motivated to play them because they're, you know, theoretically the underdogs and every game moving forward, the Packers. But when there's kind of this like innate like connection and you've known this person for a dozen plus years, it's kind of, you know, and not that you want to, there's something to prove, but I think with him and with how he's played Aaron Rodgers this season, it's kind of like, I need to play my best to really show this team, not really stick it to McCarthy, but to say, hey, I'm still the big man on campus. I can still win this thing. I can still, you know, I can give you guys another loss in your season. You're coming off a bye, you're coming to our house, and I'm going to play the best I've played all year. And it's funny because I was reading around like, you know, Cowboys Twitter, and a lot of fans were kind of saying like, it's probably going to be the reincarnation of like Aaron Rodgers MVP season against us on Sunday. And it could happen because again, there's a lot of like these underlying things that could motivate him to play that way.
The perception of the way Aaron Rodgers is coming into this game between like Packers Twitter and Cowboys Twitter is night and day. My pal John Oning, who works for Pro Football Focus, but is a longtime Cowboys fan and was my editor at FanRag Sports back in the day when that was a thing. He is like, I don't care. He's Aaron Rodgers. He has broken my heart too many times as a Cowboys fan until he is like, you know, he's like Jason in the Halloween series. Like until that guy is dead in the ground, I'm going to be scared of his ability to beat them. And it's, I think as people who watch this team on a regular basis and cover it and are in the weeds, and certainly for fans, it can be easy to forget that there are still 31 other teams essentially that feel that way about Aaron Rodgers for whatever we can say about and criticize about his play. And look, no one has been more critical of his play this year than I have. And I get that, but I like, it's easy to forget that these other fan bases are like, man, that, I don't care. That guy is still so scary. Plus we've seen him die before, right? We saw 2018, we saw 2017. We saw him not look great in 2019. And then he comes back and looks like Aaron freaking Rodgers again. So I sort of get why Cowboys fans are like, look, until the final score is done, I don't trust it. I get that because I think that's still in there.
I do too. And again, you never know what's going to happen, right? There's always like, we can talk about this one narrative, but then when the game is actually played and the ball is kicked off, who knows? Anything can happen. But again, it's just, we have not seen Aaron Rodgers be at his prime this season. And it is a big drop off from how he played last year when he won the MVP again. It's a big drop off. And there's a lot of factors that we've always talked about as to why it's kind of contributed to how he's played this season. But again, if there is a game that's going to get him kind of right again, per se, could potentially be the Cowboys. Yeah, their defense is really good. It's going to be a big challenge. But again, I'm sure that, you know, Aaron Rodgers will kind of want to, you know, stick it to the Cowboys a little bit in McCarthy. They're at home for the first time in what, 3 weeks. So, I mean, this is the proper game for the offense and Aaron Rodgers to kind of get right if they cannot have a bunch of mental mistakes and turnovers.
And the mental mistakes, you know, look, you've probably seen the clips, those of you listening, of the missed opportunities. They talked about it on the broadcast, Aaron Rodgers missing open receivers. And then just when he did throw it, missing open receivers, had Samori Toure on a shot play, underthrew him, slightly underthrew Alan Lazard on the fourth down throw. Like the execution level has just not been there for this team, but they're close. And they have been all season. You have to think one of these games, they're going to get it together, whether or not it's this week or not, we'll see. Of the injuries Rashawn Gary, Romeo Doubs, Eric Stokes, which is the one that has you going, yeah, they just can't weather this?
You know, I think it's the obvious answer. I'm going to say Rashawn Gary. I mean, there really was no pressure on Jared Goff. And I mean, there was a couple times, but it was never anything to the amount that, you know, Aaron Rodgers potentially would have faced against that Lions front, which is surprising to say. But again, I mean, Gary has been so effective. I think it was, what, 6 sacks, 31 pressures this season. He's been phenomenal for this team. Good leader as well. I think his production will be severely missed. He's one of those guys you can really count on to get after the quarterback. And, you know, just kind of looking at the linebacking core, guys are still hurt. It's who's really going to step up in that spot to be a Rashawn Gary 2.0. I think his loss will be felt. You know, Stokes, depending on what his situation is, they still have a lot of talent in that secondary to kind of cope with that. And then, you know, it's unfortunate about Romeo because, again, he had speed and it's another element to the offense. So, you know, we'll see when he can come back. But I would say Rashawn Gary probably would be the biggest one.
Yeah, I think that is the answer. I am interested to see how the offense changes without Romeo Doubs because Sammy Watkins has been a shell. I mean, he just doesn't look like they feel like they have a choice. Obviously, I think that they're going to have to call up John Winfrey and have him, you know, signed to the team, just given where they are right now. And it was really good news to hear Christian Watson did not suffer his second concussion in 2 weeks, that was wholly precautionary after he took a big shot, but was cleared. They need to get him involved. And I have asked you a couple times this year, like, who is the breakout guy this week to give them the spark? And your answer has been Christian Watson. And I've always thought that you were right about that. And it just hasn't happened yet with him for whatever reason, which is, you know, it's just a bummer because he's really talented. They really like him. When you saw Aaron Rodgers react to missing Samori Toure on that deep throw, I said, I'd never seen him that demonstrative on the field. I'd never see him react to a mistake of his own like that. What did that tell you, if anything, about where he is in this season?
Frustrated. But it, again, yeah. It's not that it's everyone else's fault, but his. He acknowledged he had some pretty bad throws, put it lightly.
Use a naughty word.
Yeah. And you know, it's, I do feel like if you're reacting that way, you still care. You still care about your play on the field. Yeah. It would be a different thing. I think if after that, it would have been like, oh, well, you know, at least he showed emotion. He showed he cared. There was some fire there, some anger there. I'm pretty sure in his head, it's not that he has the yips or anything, but you have to think like sometimes it just kind of gets in your head like, oh, man, this could be picked off. Like I'm second guessing myself. I know I'm a great quarterback, but what if? And then
let me just hit one of these. Let me just hit one.
And it's just not happening. And it just kind of gets in your head and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm spiraling. And I think that one probably was just a culmination of like what WTF, like,
yeah.
The F like happened. So I think that was the emotion that you saw there on the field.
What do you think of this idea? And it's something that I've talked about on Twitter, something that I wrote about today for the Leap a little bit. This idea of Darnell Savage playing in the slot. Now that Eric Stokes is going to be missing some time and we don't, as of this recording, do not have a full picture of what that injury is and what the timeline is. Russell Douglas is going to be playing on the outside more, you would think. Keyshawn Nixon has played pretty well in the slot in some more limited reps. But what do you think of, given how much of a struggle Darnell Savage has had at safety this season, of giving Rudy Ford some more opportunities and playing Savage more in that nickel role near the line of scrimmage? It was something he was awesome at Maryland. I know that was a long time ago, but he's done this before.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the injury probably is going to necessitate that, which, again, you never want to see a guy injured, but maybe, you know, in terms of moving Savage around, maybe this is kind of like what you need, you know, that kick in the butt to move him around back in slot and or moving in the slot. Maybe that's what they need. Again, when he has struggled this much at safety, you know, the tackling has been an issue. It's just, if it's not working there, he's still talented. Let's move him to another spot on the field. See what he can do. We know what he can do in the slot. Why not give him a shot there? Have Rasul play outside. He's been good out there. It's you need to optimize these guys' talents and not just say, okay, well, he's a safety. We'll just have him play that spot, but not move him in the slot to see what he can do. Because the worst thing is, oh, we put him in the slot and he did not play well, so we'll move him back. I think this is going to be a good move for the team, a good move for Savage, because, again, it has really been spotty in that secondary with him and the tackling issues there. And I think maybe this change and the shift is probably what the secondary needs. And hopefully we see that on Sunday.
Yeah, I could see it being the kind of thing where they just dabble. They just try it out a little bit and then, okay, this is kind of working. And that's probably the right way to do it. Just to like go whole hog, I think is probably, you know, especially in a week to make him try and change positions, but to give him some packages where he's doing that. Maybe if it's just like, you know, let's say it's just in certain situations or whatever, you know, it's just early downs when they're a nickel, but then on third down, you let Keyshawn Nixon do it, or you let Jaire Alexander do it or something like that. I think there are some ways that you could do it. Last thing here, what is the sort of bigger picture thing that you are hoping to learn now the rest of the season about the Packers? And I'm not even going to, I have some ideas of my own, but I'm going to let you, I don't want to lead the witness. So what is it that you are in a season where it's going to be a struggle to make the playoffs? What are you still hoping to see and learn about this team the rest of the way?
Can they put together four good quality quarters of football? I mean, that's a recipe for a win. That's what you do when you win football games. We haven't seen it. It's been so disjointed this season. The offense, there's no identity. The defense will play well in the first half, and then they'll kind of crumble in the second. And the offense can't score points, and then there's a loss. So it's can they be consistent? Can they ever get there to be that consistent? Even if they don't win the football game, it's to be and play as best as you can. Don't turn the ball over. Just kind of like the fundamental things. But again, with how much parity there is in the NFC, it's like if they can just kind of maintain a 9-8 record, they could slip into the playoffs with that last spot. So it's not like the season is done and over with. Again, you're hoping other teams are kind of in that same position as you, wins and losses in that column. But again, it's not like they're done for. So they still know that there is potentially a chance in the NFC because there's a lot more parity. It's can they get to playing consistent football? That's what I'm looking for because we haven't seen it at all this year.
All right. I said last thing, but this is actually the last thing. What do you think needs to happen? And what do you think should happen for us to see an extended Jordan Love audition?
Ooh, a blowout. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. If the Packers are up like 20 plus points in the fourth quarter, I don't know. I don't know.
So you don't think, as long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you don't think even regardless of record, they would just say, okay, it's Jordan Love's time to have a couple games.
Right. I would say if it's that point in the season where there's like a couple games left and the Packers are what, like 4-10 at that point, right?
4-a-lot. Yeah.
4-a-lot. You potentially could, but again, it's you have Aaron Rodgers. I don't see this front office saying, hey, we'll just bench Rodgers for the last couple games. I know there's nothing to play for. Jordan, you're up. I just don't know if I can see that just yet. However, maybe it could happen, but I just don't think that at this point we're going to see Jordan Love unless it is a Packers blowout win, put him in the fourth quarter situation. But again, crazier things have happened. Maybe ask me in 5 weeks.
Do you think there is a situation where if they were asking you, you would do that?
I think I would, if I was the front office and I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers won't be with us next year, Aaron Rodgers will be playing elsewhere or retiring, then you obviously want to get your next guy some reps. I just don't believe this front office will do it unless Rodgers is hurt or it's maybe the last game of the year, like week 17. I would still want to see Jordan Love, but I just don't know a way that they would put him on the field unless it was those situations.
I'm fascinated to see. And Aaron Rodgers last year, the fact that he wanted to play week 18 and in 2018, he played the last couple of games and they won a game or two that really hurt their draft status. Now they wound up getting Rashawn Gary. And so it was great and it didn't matter, but it is interesting that I wonder how that informs how they view this moving forward. Just something to keep an eye on here, Lily. I appreciate it. We're not gonna track the streak. The streak is an idea that we no longer care about, but we will talk to you next week, no matter what.
Thanks, Peter.
All right. Thanks to Lily for joining the show. Whether you're looking to pop the question, have a milestone to celebrate, or do you just want your love to sparkle, Blue Nile can make your celebrations even more
memorable. As the original online jeweler, Blue Nile offers the largest selection of independently graded diamonds and pieces priced significantly below traditional retailers. They've helped millions of couples create the perfect engagement ring or just a because I feel like it ring. Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. Shop stress-free with Blue Nile's 100% satisfaction guarantee. All Blue Nile orders are insured and shipped for free in a discreet package. They offer overnight shipping if you're in a rush. A great option if you need it. Make your moment sparkle with Blue Nile. Go to BlueNile.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. And thanks for making Locked On Packers your first listen. For your next listen, check out Locked On Sports Today, my show. It is a fun time to make because I get to talk to more than just Packers people. I get to talk basketball. I get to talk baseball. I get to talk golf sometimes. I get to talk college football. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow, a crossover edition of Locked On Packers, and then not a live show. We'll have a normal show on Friday. As I said, I will be traveling. So that's going to be in your podcast feed. It'll be on the YouTube page. All that good stuff will be a little bit shorter, a fall conversation, if you will. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to come hang out with us live, and you guys have been hanging hard on Fridays and Sundays, our live shows on our YouTube page, Locked On Packers YouTube. Do that. Subscribe so you can stay Locked On Packers.